Chapter 1. From the End of Heaven. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamed of in thy philosophy, William Shakespeare, Hamlet. Atlantis was not a center of advanced human civilization, but was, rather, the creation of an home to alien beings that colonized the earth. There are over 30,000 texts from all over the world that speak of this visitation, and these are only those texts that have remained intact throughout the millennia. Atlantis and strange god men are mentioned in scriptures such as the Bible, the Book of Enoch, the Ramayana, the Mahabharata, the Vedas, the Shastras, the Norse Edda, the Zendavesta, Persian, the Codex Chimalpopoca, Toltec, the Popol Vuh, Mayan, the Welsh Triads, the Visuddhi Magga, Buddhist, the Annals of the Four Masters, Irish, the Ipuwer and Hermitage Papyri, Egyptian, the Annals of Kuanutitlan, Mayan, and others. Atlantis, a name recorded in various permutations by hundreds of cultures, has been called Antilla, Amenti, Iralu, Atala, Atlantica, Aslan, Azatlan, Atlantia, Atli, Asgard, Avalon, Arcadia, Arctis, Agartha, Shangri-La, Hyperborea, Tula, Ruthus, Thule, Hesperides, High Brazil, to mention a few. It was the original Elysian Fields. The Celts and Gaels called their ancestral homes by a variety of names which have passed down into the fairy folklore of later periods. In their legends we hear of Phineas, Mureus, Gorias and Phales, and of Tir Terengganu, the land of promise, of Magmel, the plain of happiness, Tir Fatan, land beneath the sea, of Tir Nambia, the land of the living, and of Tir Nanog, the land of the young, or of everlasting youth, as H.G. Wells succinctly put it. There is magic in names, and the mightiest among these words of magic is Atlantis. It is as if this vision of a lost culture touched the most hidden thoughts of our soul. Visitation of beings from outside our solar system is not as far-fetched as it might seem and is a possibility greeted by many top scientists, including Albert Einstein. Carl Sagan personally estimated that this planet has been visited at least 5,000 times. In the book, Mankind, Child of the Stars, the authors quote Dr. Harrison H. Brown of the California Institute of Technology, who they say estimates that virtually every star in our galaxy has a planetary system, in each of which from two or four planets might have an Earth-like environment and chemistry that encourages our kind of life to exist. He gives the enormous figure of 100 billion stars with planets in the Milky Way galaxy alone. Professor Hermann Oberth, the father of rocket science, openly believed the planet Earth to be watched by beings from other planets. Indeed, ancient records also confirm that visitations were a relatively common occurrence. Generally, the visitors respected Earth's sovereignty and have conducted their researches without attracting attention or attempting to interfere with Earth's indigenous tribes. Those who have the secrets of and who indulge in space travel maintain non-intervention as an inviolate edict. On the other hand, the Bible and the Book of Enoch, in particular, relate that Earth's sovereignty was violated by one contingent of ancient visitors. These beings were named the Nephilim, those who were cast down. There are many names that have come down to us that were used to describe the visitors. Some of these are Anakim, Rephaim, Jinn, Giants, Titans, Fallen Angels, the Watchers, the Els, the Ari, Elders, Sons of Zodok, Sons of Seth, the Uranids, Cyclopians, Prometheans, Olympians, the Elect, Azurus, the Elies, Fomorians, the Necromancers, Rayless Ones, Bent Ones, the Dagons, Dagons, the Ana, America, Nagas, the Rakshasas, Dragon Kings, Natard, the Brotherhood of the Snake, and the Serpent People. They were also referred to as the Jedi, see Jedi. In the Bible and other scriptures, we read about these fallen angels and their sojourn on Earth, for in ancient days, their arrival and activities were not concealed as they are now. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the mighty men which were of old, men of renown, Genesis, chapter 6-8. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, Isaiah 13:5. Who are these that fly in a cloud, as the doves to their windows, Isaiah 60:8. The Bible takes the position that the Nephilim were a malign presence and insists that their leaders committed a great sin by interfering with the evolution of humankind. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was cast down to earth, and his angels were cast down with him. Revelation. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all that they chose. Genesis, chapter 6-8. There are several key hypotheses and theories that seek to account for the presence of these beings. Let us explore a few of the most provocative yet cogent ones.